The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series أسماء النبي. And inshallah, in this episode, just like the previous episodes, we will be covering more beautiful names of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the beginning, just as I do in every episode, I would like to clarify an important point, and that is that although every Muslim desires to take blessings from the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should do so, we should have this yearning, we should have this hope that inshallah, when we keep our child's name upon the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will inshallah gain blessings. But remember, the ulama have said that when you name your child at birth Muhammad or Ahmad, this is fine, you will receive the blessings of those names. As for the other beautiful names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sifati names, the attributive names, those names which are based on the qualities found in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to keep your child's name upon those names, you've named him Muhammad and Ahmad, and then to call him throughout his life, you want to keep another name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other than Ahmad, other than Muhammad, then you must consult with the ulama, because there are many names which are exclusive and specific to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the ummah cannot keep those names. And therefore, it's very important to consult with the ulama and ask them about a name that you are thinking of. Inshallah, they will guide you and you will be able to keep the name of your child upon the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the same time, you will avoid making any mistake or falling into sin. May Allah give us tawfiq to stay attached to the ulama-i-kiram and to always gain and obtain blessings from them, inshallah. So to begin, in this episode, we are going to cover a beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is Ar-Radi. Ar-Radi. Ra Alif Dad Ya. Ar-Radi. And Alif Lam at the beginning. Now this is one name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hafiz ibn Dihya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned this name, and Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has also mentioned it in his book Ar-Riyadul Aniqah. Now first of all, why was this name given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There are many reasons for this, many wuduhat. Ar-Radi means that blessed personality who is pleased, who is content, who is happy. In this context, it means the one who is happy with his Lord Allah Azza wa Jal. The Dhat, the blessed personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that Dhat, that blessed personality, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted many karamat, meaning many different types of honor and respect. And throughout the hadith literature, even in the Quran Pak, you will find many maqamat where Subhanallah, it's so unique and specific to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah Azza wa Jal wants to please His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of creation are engrossed, are busy in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to please His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to begin with, let's go to the holy book of the Muslims, the Noble Quran. And in Surah Al-Duha, verse 5, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. That, O beloved, soon your Lord will grant you so much that you will become pleased. Subhanallah. In this verse, look at the shan, look at the status, the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, soon, O beloved, we will grant you so much that you will become pleased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this to His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now you will not find this regarding any other personality. Nobody shares this blessing with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read the Quran Pak, read the Ahadith literature. You won't find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said this particular thing to anyone besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Normally when you give something to someone, you also give restrictions or rules or guidelines. I want you to do this with this thing that I have given you. In regards to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him blessings, but he has not placed any restrictions upon him. He has not placed ahkamat upon him that he must follow. He has just granted him those blessings, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can do as he wishes. And for example, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about insan, humans, and he says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Whatever you spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in exchange as well. This is in Surah Saba, verse 39. Now, look at the difference. When it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's being granted blessings, but there's no hukum of you must use those blessings in this manner and then I will give you more. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I will give you, O beloved, until you are pleased. I will keep on giving, keep on giving, keep on giving, continually giving. Subhanallah. This is the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, in the Quran, in Surah Taha, Allah jalla wa ala says, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, that glorify with the praise of your Lord, meaning perform tasbih abundantly. Now this means perform salah. This is a hukam. Now of course the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also performed salah. He performed it to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to comply with the command. And the Prophet alayhi wa sallam was also instructed to perform tasbih, just like in this verse. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions after, لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى, that you must praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning you must perform salah. Why? So that you become pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how unique the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, that all of creation have been given ahkamat, but when it comes to the hukum given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even that command is so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes pleased with his Lord. لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the amazing shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And likewise, there's another incident mentioned in the Quran that when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara, then for 16 or 17 months, the Prophet alayhi salam performed worship and the Qibla was in the direction of Baytul Maqdis. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted it to be in the direction of Al-Ka'bah al-Musharrafa in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And this was a strong desire in his heart. And he wanted the Kaaba to be the Qibla once again. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, he fulfilled this desire of his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, that, O beloved, we are seeing you constantly look towards the heavens, turning your face towards the heavens. You keep turning your face, your blessed face, towards the heavens, and we are seeing this. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا, and soon we will turn you to a qibla that you prefer. O beloved, we will turn you to a qibla tardaha, that you prefer and you desire. This is the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is changing the direction of qibla. Why? For his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam wants the qibla to be changed from Baytul Maqdis to Al-Ka'batul Musharrafa in Makkatul Mukarramah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills this desire. And he mentions this in verses of the Quran, that فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا, soon we will change you, we will turn you to a qibla that you desire. So subhanallah, ponder about this verse. We have to contemplate, we have to study deeply the beautiful verses of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say that, oh beloved, soon we will turn you to the Kaaba. He could have said that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and is showing us that he wants to please his beloved. He said that soon we will turn you to a qibla that you desire, oh beloved, that you yearn for. And that is what happened. The Kaaba al-Musharrafa was made the Kaaba once again. And it's a famous account when in Masjid Qiblatain in Medina al-Munawwara, the Prophet alayhi salam performed some parts of prayer facing Baytul Maqdis, and then the hukum came during namaz, and he performed the rest of the namaz facing Kaaba al-Musharrafa. Subhanallah. Another thing that the ulama mentioned so beautifully, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loves his ummah immensely. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to please his beloved, and the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam has immense love for his ummah, for us sinful beings. In the verse wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda, in surah duha, here some ulama have said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will not become pleased until every single one of my ummati followers is taken out of hell and admitted into paradise, is entered into Jannah. Subhanallah. This is the love that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam possesses for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the verse that soon, O beloved, we will give you so much that you'll become pleased. And in the tafsir, the ulama have written that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I will not become pleased until every one of my ummati is in paradise. Subhanallah. This is how much love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam possesses for us, and meaning he will not be pleased until we are all in paradise. Inshallah, may Allah jalla wa ala send us to paradise without accountability. Now likewise, in another verse of the Quran, we understand the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his ummah. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 118, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam says about his nation that إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادٌ. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if you were to punish them, then they are your slaves, meaning you will not be oppressing them. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Now, after this verse, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after reciting this verse, it's mentioned in the hadith that he raised his hands, فَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ, that he raised his blessed hands and he prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, O Allah my ummah, O Allah my ummah. And he cried so much, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried so profusely, to the extent that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam was sent by Allah jalla wa ala with a message that go and say to my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I say that in regards to your ummah, we will please you. O beloved, we will please you and make you content in regards to your ummah. And this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he raises his blessed hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sheds tears in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swiftly fulfills his du'as, quickly fulfills his du'as as well. This is the shan and rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So this was just an additional point. What we originally mentioned is one of the beautiful names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Ar-Radi, the one who is pleased, the one who is pleased with his Lord. And we mentioned how that is, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that individual who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to please. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that individual that Allah jalla wa ala, the Lord, wants to please. And in one narration we find that on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that كلهم يطلبون رضائي, that every one of them, they are seeking my pleasure. وأنا أطلب رضاك يا محمد. And O beloved, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I'm going to please you. This is the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Moving on, another name that I want to introduce of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Al-Akram. Al-Akram. What does this mean? That individual who is very respectable, greatly honorable, and he's revered immensely. And in so many ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned this name of his. And Musnad Darimi, for example, Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu an is the narrator. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ana awwaluhum khurujan." When it's the Day of Judgment, I will be the first to exit the grave. وَأَنَا قَائِدُهُمْ إِذَا وَفَدُوا. And when people will go towards the plains of Mahshar, when they will gather there, I will be their leader on that day. وَأَنَا خَطِيبُهُمْ إِذَا أَنْصَتُوا. And when people will be quiet the Day of Judgment, I will be their spokesperson. I will speak on their behalf. I will be the one who represents them. وَأَنَا مُسْتَشْفِعُهُمْ إِذَا حُبِسُوا. And when people are restricted, when people are prevented and stopped, I will be the one who intercedes and mediates for them. And I will give them glad tidings as well. والمفاتيح يومئذ بيدي. And the keys that day will be in my hand. And lastly, وأنا أكرم ولد آدم. That I am the most noble, most respectable from the children of Adam alayhi salam. Subhanallah. So what was the quality mentioned in this hadith? The Prophet alayhi salam himself mentioned it. I am the most honorable from the children of Adam alayhi salam, the one who deserves the most respect. And this is one name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed dhat is that dhat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a lot of honor, a lot of respect and ihtiram inside. Another hadith, Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma is the narrator. He states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana akramul awwalina wal akhirin. That I am the most honorable of those who have passed and those who will come. Meaning the foreigners and the latecomers. Meaning everyone, I am the most honorable from all of them. Wala fakhra. And I have no pride. Meaning I don't say this to boast or out of pride. No, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me. Now, Alama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, in his book Ar-Riyad Al-Aniqa, he mentions examples of how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most noble. Now, the meaning of nobility or karama, normally when we refer to a waliullah, we say a karama, a supernatural act or a miracle of a wali, but literally it means honor, respect. And when you look at the dhat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then this karama is found within him. And akram is from that same word. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a compendium. His blessed personality is filled, subhanallah, with so many karamat, so many aspects of nobility and respect as well. He has a lot of grandeur and respect in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala, he gives the examples of this. He says, وَمِنْ كَرَامَتِهِ عَلَى رَبِّهِ. That from the nobilities that the Prophet alayhi salam possesses in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and various aspects in relation to the Prophet alayhi salam, meaning his life, his age, his blessed city. And let's go through that now. For example, in the 14th para of the Quran, in Surah Hijr, verse 72, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La amruk, that, O beloved, I take an oath upon your life, meaning your lifespan, your age. Now, in this verse, Allah has taken an qasam, an oath upon the lifespan, the age of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned wadduha, so Surah Duha, the first verse. And many mufassirin believe that this refers to the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they've explained this, that when the sun comes out at the time of duha, then it illuminates everything. Similarly, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went anywhere, he illuminated those lands. Subhanallah, the luminosity of his face spread everywhere. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been referred to with the words wad duha, that I take an oath upon the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Moving ahead, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Surah Balad, verse 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath upon the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Makkah al-Mukarramah, where he resided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I take an oath upon this city. Wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. Whilst you are residing in this city. And these are karamat and these are nobilities and excellences and these are virtues that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been blessed with exclusively by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one maqam, in Surah Zukhruf, verse 88, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam upon the statement, the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, وَقِيلِهِ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّهَا أُولَٰئِ قَوْمٌ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. وَقِيلِهِ refers to, and by the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So subhanallah, look at this. And who is saying this? Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala. He's telling us that these are the karamat, these are the nobilities that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses. And this is why he is al-akram. This is why he is the most noble. So subhanallah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam upon anything, that shows that that thing is noble. And here Allah jalla wa ala is taking a qasam upon the lifespan, the age, the city, the speech and the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us the azama, the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the court of Allah azza wa jal. And this is why he is Al-Akram. Now moving on, another name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Arjahun Nasi Aqlan, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most intelligent from creation. From all of the people, the Prophet alayhi sallam is the most intelligent. He has been granted the greatest level of intellect. Now any Prophet that came, we know his level of intelligence was unique and far beyond normal human beings. But even from the Anbiya alayhi sallam, the greatest level of intellect belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, it's mentioned that he said, أَفْضَلُ النَّاسِ أَعْقَلُ النَّاسِ, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the most superior from the people and he is the most intelligent from the people as well. Sayyidina Wahb bin Munabbih radiallahu anhu, he was a great scholar and he was also a scholar of the previous scriptures, the Torah and other books as well. Sayyidina Wahb bin Munabbih said, I studied 71 books. What I found in them was that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's level of intelligence compared to the rest of creation was like gathering all of the world's deserts, all the sand in the deserts of the world. That is the intelligence of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. And on the other hand, the intelligence of the whole of creation is like a grain of sand from all the deserts of the world. Meaning the Prophet alayhi wa sallam represents all of those deserts, his intelligence. And the rest of creation's intelligence is represented by a single grain of sand. And this was just for understanding purposes. What is the actual level of the intelligence of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. So subhanallah, this was another name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was the most intelligent of people. And we find this in abundance throughout his life, that he came to a qawm who were bloodthirsty, who would fight, who didn't know right from wrong, who were knee-deep in ignorance. Ignorance was prevalent everywhere, widespread. But then when Rasulullah alayhi salam came, using his superior intelligence, he was able to guide even this nation as well. And then he made them from the best of people as well. Those who accompanied him, those who believed in him, became the best of people in that time. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of the intelligence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and enable us to continue learning about his kamalat, his excellences and virtues. Inshallah, we will stop there until the next episode. May Allah protect and preserve all of you. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The beautiful names of beloved Prophet, the beautiful names of beloved Prophet, the beautiful names of beloved Prophet.